Good afternoon. Not happy with that game. It's unacceptable. I think it was a tough game to swallow. Our execution was poor in a number of situations, whether it was some drops, our red zone offense, third down defense, and giving up some big plays on defense in the run game was not good enough. To have a lead, we had a 10-point lead at the end of the first half and gave up two quick scores to tie it going into halftime, and that was a key stretch in the game. Obviously made a difference in the game. As far as injuries go, Phil Taylor has a concussion. John Hughes has a knee sprain. And Louis Chofi, our defensive back coach, has a knee injury as well. He had a knee injury in the first half. I'll take questions now.
So you talked about not doing well in certain situations. What do you attribute that to?
We just executed poorly, and whether it was you know, a mental mistake, whether it was a lack of focus or concentration, or whether it was getting beat in a one-on-one situation. And we'll look through those in the tape and, you know, and coach them up and continue to evaluate where we're at.
Sloppy as a game as you guys played as a team all year?
Well, there were some things from a substitution standpoint that I'm not happy with. Some of that was the Jets, and they substitute a lot offensively, and so it's a continuous running guys in and out of the game. We had to use a timeout in that situation on defense. We also had to use a couple timeouts on offense in the first half to make sure we had the right play or the right people in the game, and that's something that we can't have.
Did you was there any consideration to play Whedon at some point?
No. I just felt like Jason at that point gave us our best chance as we were playing and gave us our best chance to win.
More than 20 plays in the red zone, only one touchdown. How frustrating is that?
Well, it's frustrating. That's a key part of the game. We stress the red zone a lot in terms of when you get down there, you want to get touchdowns. And, you know, we had a possession. We went for it on fourth down. Weren't able to get it, but, you know, we got good field position coming back. So when we're able to get in and on that particular series. But you have to get touchdowns when you get down in the red zone. That's the bottom line. And we had opportunities. We either had some drops, a couple drops in the end zone, and you know, and that's the name of the game.
Was that the game plan in the red zone? A lot of the time it seemed like you were going to Gordon in the back left corner, but the one time the ball looked uncatchable, another one it looked like didn't just get to him. Was that trying to look for him down there?
Well, you know, we had a number of different plays. We ran a lot of different plays down there. Some of them are designed to go to him. A lot of times coverage dictates where the ball goes, and on those particular coverages he was going to get the opportunity.
You guys melt down at the end of almost every second half the first half of almost every game. You're giving up touchdowns and field goals at the very end of the half. What's going on with that?
It's been a recurring theme, and obviously it's been a key in games to get for people to get a score right before the half is a big boost, and we haven't been able to do it, and other teams have been able to do it.
And you guys, I mean, just how, you know, whatever, angry, mad, frustrated are you about six straight losses, nine of the last 10, and this ugly game?
You can't imagine how I feel about that.
I mean, obviously the defense is playing well. How much do you think you bear responsibility for just the tough times?
Did I do? Oh, I bear all the responsibility. I'm the head coach of this team. So ultimately, you know, this is on me, and, you know, I'm committed to get it right.
I know you talked about expecting to see improvement as the season goes on. When you play a game like this, I mean, how do you justify or how do you cope with the fact that it doesn't look like a sign of improvement?
Yeah, no, you know, there's a lot of things out there that sure don't. And, you know, I think that, you know, we have to go back. You always have to look at the tape. How you feel sometimes after the game, what you saw may be different. So, you know, we'll look at it, evaluate it. And, you know, again, there's typically some good things. There's typically bad things. And, you know, right now I feel obviously like there's a lot more bad things.
Uncharacteristic performance by Josh Gordon, dropping that one at the 20 and then another drop in the end zone. What's going on with Josh?
Yeah, I don't, you know, he just wasn't able to make the play. I don't know that there's anything going on. It just, you know, those are the ones you have to make. And, you know, we had a couple other opportunities in the red zone as well. And you know, had some drops. We had a penalty, a false start down there on a play, on a run play that gets in the end zone. And those are huge errors and mistakes.
One to Greg Little in the back left corner of the end zone. Would you consider that a drop, or was that one more just?
I'll look again at it. You know, looked like he had a chance at it, and I felt like he was would have been able to get his feet down in the end zone.
What about Jason Stay, especially the interception coming out in the third quarter? Kind of, I thought it was a big play.
That was a big play. We had a good drive going there, and I think he just tried to fit one in and try to get one in late, and. Obviously, that's a throw that you can't make.
His numbers were, you know, really bad. Is it, you know, part Jason and part drops in the end zone and just a little bit of everything? Or
I would say a little bit of everything.
Coming in, Geno Smith had 25 turnovers, 21 picks. How much does it hurt not to be able to kind of capitalize on a rookie quarterback, get no turnovers?
Yeah, we weren't able to get pressure on him today. And, you know, the key to the game was coming in to stop the run and be able to stop the run, which we didn't do a good enough job of. They got some big runs that hurt us and then putting pressure on him. And we pressured, we blitzed quite a bit, and we just weren't able to get home.
The run defense was good for most of the year, and in the last 2 weeks hasn't been as good. Can you put your finger on
one? Again, I think it'd be better to see the tape first, and then we'll determine if, you know, guys were getting out of their gap, or if it was a physical thing, or exactly some of the reasons why. If there's anything consistent to that,
what can you say that would give, you know, fans any kind of hope about this football team right at this moment?
Well, hang in there. We'll get it right.
Thank you.